Today marks 3 years since the death of Justin Brout. The 41-year-old was shot and killed by police after a confrontation at Brigham and Women's Hospital, a car chase through Brookline, and a crash in Chestnut Hill. His sister, Jennifer Root Bannon, has argued the officers mishandled the situation. Her brother was struggling with mental illness and was leaving a facility where he received treatment when officers initially shot him. The Norfolk County District Attorney found the officers' actions were justified. Root Bannon filed suit, but a judge also ruled the shooting was justified because officers believed Justin Brout was armed. He was carrying a paintball gun. Officials in Boston have declined to comment on the case because of the pending litigation. Jennifer Root Bannon is appealing and renewing calls for an independent investigation. She joins us now. Good morning.
Thank you for having me.
So, obviously, you're marking this, your brother's death on this day, and it's coming in the wake of what happened with Tyre Nichols in Memphis. How are you feeling?
I just want to say, with every killing, it's extremely traumatizing. It's triggering, not only for me, but also other impacted family members that I've spoken to over the last several weeks. On Friday, January 27th, when they released Tyre Nichols, the horrific body-worn camera footage, that was my brother's 44th birthday. Hearing those officers running, and I couldn't watch it because it had that same feeling of, we're rushing, we're going to get him. And I had to turn it off. We needed to end. We needed to stop.
We should note that Nichols was black and your brother was white. What part does race play in these shootings with these two incidents and also just in general?
For me, any police killing, especially egregious ones like George Floyd, like my brother, like Tyre Nichols, they're just shocking. But what I want to say is that that's happening to a lot of people. And predominantly, yes, black and brown communities, but it's also happening to the mentally ill.
And obviously, incidents of police interacting with people experiencing mental health crises continue and continue to have disastrous consequences. How are you thinking about the progress we've made on that issue and the progress we haven't made? Where are we on that?
I feel like we've taken, you know, 3 steps forward and 2.5 steps back. There's still a lot to do. There's a whole gamut of things that need to happen. There's just not enough being done, and there's not enough political leaders and our elected officials here in Massachusetts doing enough.
Overall, what are the main police reforms you want to see?
I want to see an end to qualified immunity, fatal shootings by police be independently investigated. I want to see more community-based policing. I also think it's helpful for them to have more crisis intervention training.
Has this kind of become your life since your brother died?
Yes.
How does that feel?
It feels unbelievable. I still can't believe that this happened. And when I actually had to drive past where my brother was killed to get here today. I can only describe it as profoundly life-changing. And the more that I immerse myself in this, the more that I see that, one, my family is not alone. We also realize that daily new families are joining us in this club that we do not want any more members. And nobody wants to be a part of it.
You mentioned the work you've done to connect Massachusetts families who've been impacted by police shootings. What have you learned, and has that helped you heal?
There has been no time for healing. This is all fight. And actually, the fact that we're sitting here 3 years later and not one elected official has taken action is appalling. And I know that with this new administration, I have hope that there will be an independent investigation. There has to be. And by the way, I'm not stopping until there is.
You're holding a vigil slash memorial today for your brother. Can you tell us what that's going to be like, and how are you going to remember your brother?
So we are going to be in Chestnut Hill, exactly where he was killed. My family and I will speak. We will play one of Justin's favorite songs. And we will have a moment of silence at 9:29, which is the minute, like around that these officers shot 31 bullets in 4 seconds. So we will mark that. We will just gather with the community there.
Police reform advocate Jennifer Root Bannon, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us.
Thank you so much for having me.